We now bring in a very good friend of the program, joining me live in studio today. He is the CEO of the PGA of America, Joe Steranka. Joe, good morning to you. Happy Independence Day weekend to you,
Russ,
buddy.
It's a great morning here, and looks like we're going to have some blue skies. And
yeah, it's a
lot
great
of golfers
day
out on our golf courses.
I'm happy to see that, because I will be one of them just a couple of hours as I log off here on the golf show. I'll be heading out to the golf course today. Actually had a nice afternoon yesterday. We snuck in 18 holes, believe it or not, across the street at Bear Lakes, because it was looking kind of cloudy there. We had to come off the course for about 45 minutes and wait out some thunder and lightning, but the rest of the afternoon we got back out and then it was cool. It was overcast and it was threatening, but it never rained, so it was actually kind of nice and cool and not that muggy. So it was a nice afternoon of golf.
This is the perfect time of year for so many people in the area to actually get out and enjoy some of the world's greatest golf courses. We're fortunate here in Florida to have more golf courses than any place, any other state in the nation, almost any other country in the world when you look at the 1,100 golf courses. And out there, especially this month, you know, which is Family Golf Month, as part of Play Golf America. Play Golf America is that initiative that we've talked about so much. It's the PGA and the USGA and PGA Tour and the LPGA. All working to make golf easy to learn, fun to play, and something you can do with the entire family. And in July, you know, for those of your hardcore listeners who also get the Sports Illustrated golf edition,
right?
There's a great story on Vince Gill and Amy Grant and their daughter. They're our spokes family, so to speak, for Family Golf Month. And this month, you've got a whole host of things you can do. We've got Take Your Daughter to the Golf Course Week. We've got Take Your Kids to the Range. Up in Port St. Lucie, you've been up there to our PGA Village.
Yes,
up there.
Yes, so just up there a couple weeks ago, by the way, playing 54 holes of golf. That was a lot of fun.
Well, we love that for the frequency of play. And that's our goal, is to make it easy for families to come out and play. So for as little as $50, a family of four can come out to the PGA Golf Club, because kids play free in the summer when they're accompanied by an adult, someone of at least 18 years of age. So
that's fabulous.
It's a great opportunity. Take advantage of the PGA Learning Center. Take advantage of, you know, two Tom Fazio courses and a Pete Dye golf course. And not just in St. Lucie, Martin, and Palm Beach County, but throughout the state of Florida.
PGA of America CEO Joe Steranka joining me here live in studio today. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans with you. As the month of July is Family Golf Month all month long, Vince Gill and Amy Grant, along with their daughter Karina, serving as the Family Golf Month spokesfamily. Grammy Award winning singers Amy Grant and Vince Gill and their daughter Karina. And this coming week, starting tomorrow, Monday, July 7th, it's Take Your Daughter to the Course Week, hosted by the PGA of America. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there that are wondering, how do they get their kids into golf? You know, I'm sure, you know, there's probably a fine line of not wanting to push too hard, but also wanting to encourage them to get out there and take lessons. Do you think families should buy clubs right off the bat? Maybe there are clubs they can borrow for a little while to see if their kids are into it. How do you think parents should encourage their kids?
Yeah, I would start with looking at the junior clinics in the area. And if you look at the South Florida PGA, which is our host PGA section, they've got a variety of junior clinics. Ocahele has a wonderful junior program they've had for years. Actually, that's where our kids got introduced to the game. PGA National has a wonderful program. And certainly all summer long, we've got a host of junior clinics and programs up at the PGA Learning Center and the PGA Golf Club. So it's just as simple as clicking the mouse a few times, go to playgolfamerica.com, look at the South Florida PGA section, and you'll find some wonderful junior programs. When it comes to equipment, there's a whole range of options. You know, for U.S. Kids Golf has perhaps the best way to introduce your kids to the game, and that you're able to trade those clubs in. But start by talking to your PGA professional. So many times people, you know, try to be the expert on their own, and And it's these PGA members who have over 600 hours of training just to become a golf professional and work with players of every ability, from Tiger Woods, you know, Hank Haney working with Tiger Woods, down to, you know, our local professionals here. Mm-hmm. My teaching professional is Mickey Gallagher, a PGA National, who's helped me improve my game quite a bit.
Joe Steranko, the CEO of the PGA of America, joining me here in studio this morning. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. All month of July, the entire month, it's the Family Golf Month, an initiative by the PGA of America, who, of course, we know do a number of things all year long to benefit and grow the game of golf. Play Golf America is the website. PlayGolfAmerica.com is the website. Children playing with any parent over the age of 18 get a free round of golf at the at all participating facilities around the country. There's over 1,000 facilities nationwide participating in Family Golf Month. In its third year of existence, also this coming week is Take Your Daughter to the Golf Course Week. There's also special offers on range ball purchases for families as well this month. So it's a big month in July for the PGA of America, but next month is very big as well, of course, Joe. August means that it's time for the PGA Championship in Detroit at Oakland Hills, a fabulous course that's just been redone by Reese Jones, who seems to be doing anything that has to do with a major. Reese Jones is redoing it. So we know that it's going to be a great track in just a couple of weeks there in late August in Detroit. Unfortunately, your defending champion, Tiger Woods, is not going to be there, and we all know that we're bummed out from Tiger's absence, but that kind of opens the door for possibly somebody else.
Yeah, I was actually up in Washington, D.C. this week for the military ceremony that kicked off the AT&T National there at Congressional. So we talked with Mark Steinberg, who's Tiger Woods' manager, and it doesn't matter how far away you get from that event. You know, people still remember almost where they were on Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, watching him play. And we talked about the remarkable spirit and determination and willpower he had you know, to play. So
On what we've now come to know is a knee that had reconstructive surgery just a couple of days later.
Yeah, and, you know, so it puts in perspective just how remarkable he is. And you know, I know it's important for us to realize that he may be the Michelangelo of golf. And, you know, I have been telling folks all year long, if you have a chance to see Tiger Woods in person, you have to see him, because I'm certain that 50 years from now, people are going to be looking back and saying, you know, oh my gosh, his records, I think, will stand the test of time.
What he's done in a 12-year career up to this point, in 12 years, he's won 65 PGA Tour events, 14 major championships. He holds the scoring record, either cumulative scoring record or in relation to par, in all four majors. You know, the four Masters, the three U.S. Opens, the three British Opens, and the four PGA championships. I mean, it's just amazing what he's done.
So that means that this August at the PGA Championship at Oakland Hills, you're going to have an opportunity, if you're one of the leading players in the world. Hopefully we'll see somebody like our Honda Classic champion, Ernie Els, step up. You know, certainly we're biased with the PGA of America we'd like to see some of these young up-and-coming American stars assert themselves at the British Open, the PGA Championship, and the weeks leading up to another important event for us in September. But Oakland Hills is going to be a great test. Year in, year out, you know, we have more of the top 100 players than any event in golf. We will be missing that number one guy, though.
And of course, he'll be missing, as well, as you mentioned, at Valhalla in Kentucky in September, the Ryder Cup, as it's been a while since the Americans have won, 1999 to be exact, at Brookline, the last time that they got it done. And Anthony Kim, one of those young Americans that's right there in the top 10 of Ryder Cup points, but another guy, a little bit older, 47-year-old Kenny Perry, who last week won for the second time this year on the PGA Tour at the Buick Open in Warwick Hills in Upper Michigan. So he becomes only the third player this year, along with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, to win multiple times I know you can't say that he's definitely on the team, but the guy's, you know, he's third in points right now. It's almost a lock that he's on Paul Azinger's team in September. How good is it of a story that Kenny Perry, at the age of 47, playing in his home state of Kentucky in the Ryder Cup? Yeah.
Russ, you're exactly right. How can you not root for a guy like Kenny Perry? He wears the red, white, and blue on his sleeve. He made it very clear what his goal was this year. And to have a guy right on the brink of having that formalized, it's very exciting and rewarding to watch. One of the real gentlemen out there on tour, and a great family guy.
Yep.
Has a golf course that he's involved with just 2 hours away from Louisville. So it'll be an exciting week there in Louisville. Paul Azinger, you know, we had a chance to spend several hours with him. He came to the PGA of America headquarters to begin to do some of the planning, the final planning for
right.
the Ryder Cup.
And we're now less than 2 months away.
Yeah, so we went through the schedule for the week. And, you know, he likes the way the new point system is identifying winners. And that was his goal, is that he would have 12 guys on the team that had won this year. And it being a points-based system that rewards people for the big difference in prize money that
right.
there exists between first and second, and the fact that, you know, it's highlighting 2008. And, yes, you did get points for the majors in 2007. You get double points for the majors this year. But it will really focus the attention on those top eight in the point standings, and it will be the ninth player in the point
right.
standings if
because Tiger Woods,
you know,
right?
And when it finally comes to the Monday after the PGA Championship, that ninth player will replace Tiger, and then Paul will still have four captain's picks. So he's going to have a great opportunity to mold a team that we're going to go into it as underdogs. Let's face it.
Well, yeah, you've lost the last three. Yeah. It makes sense that you would, but I was convinced before Tiger's absence, and I still am, even though he won't be there, that the Americans will get it done this year. They're on their home soil. They're at a place at Valhalla that, you know, Tiger had won a major there before. Unfortunately, he won't be playing there, but, you know, top seven in standings, top six, you know, effectively, because Tiger's number one, but he won't be playing. So top six effectively, but numbers 2 through 7, Phil Mickelson, Stuart Sink, Justin Leonard, Kenny Perry, Anthony Kim, and Jim Furyk. All those guys have won within the last 2 years. Pretty much, and Paul Azinger said it, you just kind of echoed those statements. I'm thinking that all 12 members of the team will have won, if not this year, in the last 2 years on the Ryder Cup team this year.
And, you know, that's what Paul Azinger feels it's going to take. You know, especially when we're missing the number one player in the world.
Right.
That was a guy that Paul, you know, was counting on for 5 points. And so he's going to need several of these other guys to step up. There's two interesting, you know, players on the leaderboard going into the final round today up in Washington, D.C. You've got AK, and then on the other end of the spectrum, you got Steve Stricker. And Steve has played, you know, very solidly. So he's in the, I think, top 20 or 25 in the Ryder Cup point standings.
Boo Weekly's in those standings as well. Anthony Kim, Ryuji Yamada, possibly. Phil Mickelson, Kenny Perry, Justin Leonard, Stuart Sink. You know, Justin Leonard just won a couple of weeks ago at the Stanford St. Jude Championship, so he will be a possibility as well. Joe, thank you so much for your time, as always. Appreciate you coming in person this morning and joining me. It's a big month this month for the PGA of America. It's Family Golf Month for the entire month of July, and it's also this coming week, Take Your Daughter to the Course Week. We're looking forward to, of course, the things in August, the PGA Championship at Oakland Hills, and September, the Ryder Cup at Valhalla. But first things first, Family Golf Month is this month, all month long for the month of July. Log on to PlayGolfAmerica.com for more information. The website, as always, for anything you want to find out about golf, your resource should be PlayGolfAmerica.com. Joe, thanks so much. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks, Russ. Make some birdies today.
All right.